Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show I will be narrating my latest piece for Clutch Points about the Lakers' pursuit of centers, and specifically what they're going to do with their taxpayer mid-level exception. Let's get to it. Rob Pelinka and the Los Angeles Lakers know they need at least one center, such as agreed upon unanimously across the organization. That said, the path to filling that gaping hole in the roster is up for quite a bit more debate internally. According to sources close to the team, it's widely accepted they'll need to trade for their likely starting center. Where the front office is more split on is what to do with their taxpayer mid-level exception, their only means of paying a free agent more than the veteran's minimum. For just a brief moment after the Luka Doncic trade, the Lakers looked like they might have just enough at center to get by if you squinted. Jackson Hayes was playing some of the best basketball of his career. LeBron James turned himself into a Draymond Green type presence at center when they went small, and they appeared to have options if they so chose, with Christian Coloco and Trey Jemison III waiting to be converted. Then reality struck. It turns out Hayes is not an NBA caliber starting center or an NBA caliber center at all. I don't know. JJ Redick didn't feel comfortable playing him in any minutes in their final game of the season. James did play some center and fared okay. Rui Hachimura and Jared Vanderbilt also spent time at that position with mixed results too. Rob Pelinka opted not to convert Coloco or Jemison after signing Alex Len, who played a total of 4 minutes in that first round loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. When asked why he stuck with Len rather than converting either two-way player, and to be clear, both Coloco and Jemison helped the Lakers a lot more than Len last year, Pelinka bristled, which some might take for acknowledgement that it was a poor decision. In the end, the Lakers enter their first postseason of the Doncic era essentially centerless against one of the biggest front courts in the league and were dominated physically. They know they absolutely cannot do that again, especially as they try to convince Doncic to ink a long-term extension this summer. Veteran minimum contracts range anywhere from $1.2 to $3.6 million, depending on experience. It's simply realistic to even hope to land a starter at that rate. The Lakers watched that movie last year after trading away Anthony Davis and weren't fans. The taxpayer mid-level exception will sit at $5.7 million next season. This is also well below the starting center's expected salary. Sure, maybe the Lakers could find a spot starter at that rate, but going into the offseason, banking on it would be a mistake. This leaves the trade market as the only viable means to bring in the starter they need. And again, team sources do indicate they're prepared to head down that path. Where the Lakers remain split internally is whether or not to double down on the center position using the only tool by which they can pay a free agent more than the minimum. League sources anticipate yet another tough market for free agents this summer, but it's not so dry that Steven Adams will be available to the Lakers, let alone Miles Turner or Naz Reid. Clint Capella is considered within range at $5.7 million, and as such is expected to sit pretty high on the Lakers' target board. The Lakers could also target Kevon Looney using their taxpayer mid-level exception, but if he was going to accept that contract, he'd likely get it from the Golden State Warriors, sources say. Al Horford had a really good season given his age, and the Boston Celtics are going to be looking to shed salary, so he could be an option if the Lakers want to double the number of 40-plus-year-olds on the roster. If it's Capella, Horford, Looney, or Adams, then league sources do believe the Lakers would utilize that taxpayer mid-level exception on a center even after trading for their starter. There are plenty within the organization pushing for this outcome, sources do say. That said, there are others who point to Doncic, James, Hachimura, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleba, and Jared Vanderbilt as too much front court spending. So one thing to look for potentially, especially if the Lakers use their taxpayer mid-level on a big, is a trade where the Lakers send out a mid-tier expiring salary to bring in a more productive perimeter player. This would obviously come after the trade for their starting center so as to know which salaries they'll need for that deal, but balancing the roster should be a priority this summer. First things first, though, Pelinka will need to find a center who helps convince Doncic to stick around long term. By all accounts, Doncic is seen as a loyal guy who was ready to spend his entire career in Dallas before they traded him, so most people around the league anticipate that he will stay in LA for a while. But this isn't the kind of situation the Lakers can leave to chance. All right, that is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. Apologies for not posting a longer episode last night. The plan is to watch tonight's game and then go live right afterward with Raj. So keep an eye out for that a little bit later tonight, and then obviously in the morning. I'm basically trying to catch whatever rest and do whatever other work I can do in this last week or so before the off season really gets going. So that's why we're kind of going through this more unpredictable schedule than usual. But apologies again. Hope you enjoyed this one. And until a little bit later tonight, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you in a little bit.